Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
A little late, but we're doing it anyhow.
What is it? Okay. Yes, a little late. I think it's like almost a week late.
Yes, 6 days.
Almost a week late, yes.
It was Carolina's birthday.
Yes, it was my birthday.
She's 26 again, everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
All right. Anyway, my birthday was last Tuesday. Thank you, everyone, for all the well wishes. I got so many texts. But I got to tell you. All right, hold on.
All right, just wait.
Oh, okay.
Let the theme play.
Is that a new shirt you have on?
Yeah.
Oh.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
My birthday was last Tuesday. What I hoped would be an amazing day.
Oh, it was.
Dinner and maybe a birthday cake, which was Jackson had been talking about a birthday cake for days and days. I'm like, okay, after you get out of school, we're going to go with Mommy. You pick out my birthday cake. You go, okay, Mommy. Anyway.
Your impression of Jackson is horrible.
Anyway, so around, I think it was it 1 o'clock, Jeff? Yeah, around 1 o'clock.
12:30, yeah.
Yeah, around 1 o'clock, Jeff was eating, what were you eating, Jeff? Edamame?
Edamame salad.
Yeah, so.
I know that sounds really appetizing to people.
But it's soy, right?
Soybeans. Edamame is soybeans.
Anyway.
They needed a better name than soybeans to make people
want to eat them, right?
So they came up with a horrible name, the real name, which is edamame, which doesn't sound appetizing either.
No, but it's actually pretty good. Anyway,
that sounds good to you? Edamame sounds like something you want to eat?
I don't eat it, but you do.
Yeah, but it doesn't even sound like anything I really want to eat.
Anyway, so what happened was all of a sudden, Jeff is turning red. He starts choking. He starts coughing. He couldn't breathe.
Yes.
It seems like his throat closed up.
It did.
And this went on for like, I don't know, it seemed forever. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, I'm hitting him on his back. I'm like, can you breathe? Are you choking?
She's doing everything but calling 911.
Yeah.
But
you told me not to call him. You said you, and I said, fine. I said,
how
Jeff.
How much farther dead would you have wanted me before you call 911?
Then I said, Jeff, put your fingers down your throat. Try to throw up. Is something stuck in your throat?
Fuck you, you bitch. What are you talking about?
Anyway,
call 911.
Anyway, so what happened was, So what happened was I had to call the ambulance.
Like,
the ambulance came in seconds, right, Jeff? I mean, literally came fast.
Couple minutes.
The cop came first, and then ambulance.
Shout out to the ambulance squad, local town ambulance
squad.
Yes,
my God, you guys are amazing. Very sweet. The cop came. You saw him running. He came running into
the cop. Well, no, first he got out of his car. Then when he saw that I saw him, he came running up the driveway.
Yeah.
I better run.
But
I better
anyway,
rescue this guy.
But you know what? So the ambulance people came. They're asking Jeff all these questions.
Yes.
By this point, you were just a tiny bit better, right? You were still like having issues breathing.
Oh, I still felt miserable.
Yeah.
I could still breathe, but I felt like there was a something closing my throat up. This is what I've been told is a an allergic reaction.
That's what they think,
food,
right? Yeah,
food.
Yeah.
That
so Jeff had an allergic reaction.
A couple hours at the hospital.
What sucks, though, when you left,
it was your birthday, right? That's what sucks, right? Say it.
Yeah, it was my birthday. I'm like, wow.
I can't believe you're ruining my birthday, choking and dying today.
And then I see Jeff. I couldn't go to the hospital because of COVID. That really sucked.
But that would be like a curse. Can you imagine if I had died that day?
Oh, my God.
Every year on your birthday.
I can never celebrate.
Every year you'd be thinking, oh, my God, this is the day Jeff died. holy crap, I can't believe I let him choke an edamame salad.
Thank God you're okay, though. Thank
and then what did you make me for dinner that night? A big bowl of tofu, which is also soy, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Get it, soy.
Yeah, we had nothing for... Oh, we ordered food, right, that night?
We ordered food later that evening.
Yeah, you had something... Because you couldn't eat. You were, like, having something soft. And top of that, his dentist fucked up his teeth, too.
Yeah, mine...
And that's another story. But, that's another story.
I know, I feel like an old man talking about my ailments. But can I tell you what was really horrible?
What?
And it wasn't the fault of the ambulance, but the ride to the hospital, which is about a 12-minute ride from here, is awful because the roads of this town are just terrible.
Oh, They need
severe repair.
Yeah.
And a pothole repair needs to be in full force here on Long Island, and it was just brutal. So I'm 3/4 of the way there to the hospital, and I said, I am really nauseous. So the girl frantically finds one of these barf bags that they have in the, because they don't want you to throw
up. Of course not.
And especially in the new, it's a brand new ambulance.
Oh, but so hold on. Let's go forward, okay? Let's go forward, okay?
Yes, fast forward.
So anyway, a couple hours later, Jeff calls me, and meanwhile, I'm crying.
Yes, she was panicking.
Thank God, Jackson with his grandma. Thank God, you know, she got to pick him up, but I was here by myself, wondering how you are. I was crying. I served myself a big ass glass of wine. It's a happy birthday to me, but I was crying, literally crying. Anyway, but thank God you're okay. So I went to pick up Jeff, but Jeff told me the funny. Well, I don't know if it's funny. Jeff said
in the hospital?
Yeah, Jeff, tell the story about how clean the hospital is,
Jeff.
Well, the
hospital's
don't mention the name.
The hospital looks very nice.
It's very clean. It's a new hospital, isn't it?
That wing was added on a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So
the emergency room was redone a couple of years back.
Yes.
So, you know, they don't really have, when the emergency room, they used to give you rooms. Now, in the modern day and age, they have like cubbies with reclining chairs.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're not really separated from anybody except by space.
Exactly.
So when I sat down in my little comfortable chair, which was pretty comfortable, there was a guy across the way from me. He's probably in his 70s, and he was complaining about all his ambulance, and he's talking to the nurse about how he's been there 6 times during the virus. You know, he's been there. He's the best customer during the pandemic. And the guy, he coughed a couple of times. He wasn't really sick. That coughing was just a cough, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a sign when you sit down. The sign says, this area has been sanitized for your protection. So I said, so I felt really confident sitting there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is great, you know? So... That guy finally said, "Mr. Johnson, we're going to take you to your room." He says, "I'm getting a room for the night." He says, "Oh, great! You know, I'm so excited." So they take this guy away, and you know, he leaves the area right across my area.
Yeah.
And about 6 minutes later, nobody comes by and does anything. By the way, to the area.
So it wasn't sanitized.
Sanitized. It wasn't even touched. So 6 minutes later, some other guy comes along. And they say, "Here, Mr. Jones.
Oh my God!
Here's your area to sit. It's been sanitized for your protection."
Oh my God! Where the other guy with ailments had just gotten up and left, right?
Oh, like 6 minutes ago.
And what did you say? You're staring at that, right? You're watching this.
I said nothing. I closed my eyes. I pretended I was sicker than I was. I didn't feel well anyhow. I was a little. The nauseousness from the ambulance wore off after about, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Did
half
they
an
give
hour.
You anything?
Yeah, they gave me some pills in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they gave me and then they wrote a prescription basically for like a stomach ailment.
Because
they said you could have complications from eating something that you're allergic to, even once it gets into your body. Like my body didn't even want to swallow these edamame.
Yeah.
Because the question they asked me was, are you choking on the food? Or do you feel like your throat is closing up? There's a difference.
There is, yeah.
You know, I wasn't choking on the food.
No, you weren't. You weren't.
No, the food had pretty much already passed through my, or was in
and
my
throat
somewhere.
And you weren't even throwing up. You even I told you to throw up.
I couldn't throw up.
But you know what, Jeff? But you know, I have a cousin, okay? Because they say that a lot of people later in life develop allergies.
Get allergies.
My brother, in his 30s, okay? He's always loved shellfish. Uh-huh. Can't eat it to this day.
Oh.
His face swells up like a balloon.
Oh.
My other cousin,
that's right,
my other cousin can have peanuts, all right? But you know what happens to him? Mm-hmm. He literally, his throat closes up, and he could actually die from that. You know
a lot
that?
Of people get allergic to their partners after like 20 years.
I'm allergic.
Are you allergic to me? Has that happened here?
Yes.
Are you allergic to me?
Yes, I'm allergic to you. My throat's closing up right now as we speak.
It is? It better stay open. I have something for you. Jackson's at school.
Anyway, so thank God Jeff's okay. What else is happening? Oh, Prince Philip died. You know what? That's the Queen's husband.
How did we go from my ailments to Prince
Philip? You're done already. But you know what? You know what? You know, I tell Jeff the other day, I said, "Jeff, Prince Philip died." He goes, Who's that?
I didn't
you
say
did
who's
not
that. No.
I said,
I
you
didn't
don't
say
know
that.
Who Prince Philip is?
I said, I didn't realize. I knew who Prince Philip was, okay? I knew he was in the monarchy. But I didn't quite realize that he was the queen's husband.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. I didn't, you know, I never really thought about it. You know, like, what? I can't say I didn't know
They're
it.
They're like glue. Just, anytime she went, he was running back at her.
Not anymore.
Oh, but, you know, I tell you, and Prince William said that. You know what? He said, I know everyone's sad. He goes, we're very sad, but it's different for us, he says, because it's a family member.
Family member.
Just like anybody else's family member, it's our family member
you know
also.
You know what they say about him? That he kind of lived the royal life, but he wasn't like a stuffy royal, this guy.
No, he wasn't. He also told the queen, because the queen's father died when she was like 17 or 18.
Right.
She had just gotten married, and Prince Philip had to give up all his, I think he was in the army or the navy.
Uh-huh.
He had to give all that up, Jeff, his career, whatever career he had, and he decided, he goes, I'm going to be by her side. She's the queen.
That?
I'll
see
be
that?
By her side.
And she was the queen from how old?
77. Well, they were married 77 years.
Wait, when did she become the queen?
Like a six. Ask Siri.
How old was she when she became the queen?
17, I believe.
No.
Yeah, she was young. She was young.
She's
super
been
young.
A queen for that long?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, yes.
What's her name? Queen what?
Queen Elizabeth.
I know that. But is it Queen Elizabeth III or the fourth?
Oh,
or?
I don't know. But you know what, Jeff?
I hate to sound stupid. I just don't follow the royalty that much.
I just felt bad because you actually haven't heard from her. They had a church service at Windsor Castle yesterday.
Yes.
You see her coming out. She had tears in her eyes. I really actually felt because, you know, she's always so stoic. She doesn't hello, what's going on?
What am I doing in this church?
No.
Philip, wake up.
Oh.
Wake up.
Oh. But anyway, the funeral
Sorry.
Is Saturday. They said
Horrible.
That he didn't want like a big funeral.
No, I'm telling you, this guy was like a humble royal somehow.
Yep. But anyway, so right? Harry is
So
here.
He married into it.
Yes, he married into it.
Philip married
he's Greek.
Into it.
Prince Philip was Greek, from Greek royalty. I didn't know that.
Oh, he was from royalty,
royalty
too?
Royalty, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyway, so Harry is here. Meghan is not there because... she's pregnant. She's due. She's 8 months. She
Wait, Harry is where?
Harry.
He went to the funeral, right?
He's at Windsor Castle.
He went there, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
But they don't know where he's staying. They said that they saw him going to the castle.
Yeah.
They don't know where he's at, though, because, you know, remember the cottage, Frogmore? They had that was given to him and Meghan.
And they didn't want it, right?
Well, you know what? They renovated the whole castle.
Yeah.
But now
and then took off.
His cousin lives there now.
It's on Zillow for $498,000. By
it's
the
being
way,
being subletted to the cousin right now.
The cousin's living there.
Yeah, Eugenie. I think her name is Eugenie, and
Eugenia,
the husband. Yeah,
Eugenia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But anyway. I think. So, you know what? Saturday's a funeral, but what TV was more worried about? They said all eyes will be on Harry and William. Will they be?
Oh, whether they're talking.
Exactly. I'm like, hello. Yeah. Come on. Really?
Do you think he went back in the castle and took a royal dump? Just one. Let me just leave a real stench in this bathroom because I hate this royal stuff so much.
Well, you know what's funny, Jeff? We say
yes.
that.
Yes.
There's a website because people, they said like 4 to 5 Britons are actually sick and tired of the royals.
Well,
they have a website now because the day they said, enough of the Philip coverage. Enough. They said there's a website if you want to complain. They said it's shut down.
The guy lived to be. He was. When was he going to be 100? Like 2 months from now, right?
In June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty good run.
Yeah, it is.
How old is the Queen?
She's also 90 in her 90s too. 90. I forgot.
She's not 100.
Not yet.
Queen's not 100.
No, but yeah, I don't know.
100's tough.
Yeah. 100's...
Did George Burns made 100? Right,
yeah,
the comedian.
Yeah.
Did Bob Hope make 100? The comedian, or did he only make 99?
I think he did. I don't know. I don't remember.
Some of these guys but, is forever, man.
Anyway, Jeff. So.
You want to live that long?
100. If I'm in good shape, yeah. Why not?
Really?
But Jeff,
you must wake up every day when you're 100 and say, "Holy shit." I can't believe it.
I don't know. Your mother's... Your
Another
mother's,
day.
How old is your mom?
My mother's not 100. My mother's 90. There's a big difference.
You got to see meet Jeff's mom, okay? She's the youngest of like, what is it, 20 brothers and sisters she has? How many does she have? 20 brothers and sisters?
She's on Tinder if you guys want to meet her.
Really? I wouldn't be surprised. But she you'd never know she's her age.
No.
She's never home. Yep. She's, what is it, treasurer of her senior group.
Yes,
she's always traveling.
Always out there. Yeah, well, always, not the last year.
Now with the pandemic, but before that.
Yeah, my mother's been traveling. She's been spreading the pandemic all across the world. I got news for you. It wasn't any China virus or Wuhan. It was Evelyn Jensen.
Yes. Okay. She's a spreader.
Blame my mother. My mother was a super spreader. No, come on.
Anyway, so the funeral Saturday. We'll see what happens. Hey, Jeff.
Wait, the funeral's coming up this Saturday?
Saturday, yes. This Saturday.
Oh, by the way you were talking, I thought the funeral. So Harry's there for the whole week?
I guess he is.
He left his wife in where? In
she's in California.
Vancouver or California?
No, California, yeah. They were living in Tyler Perry's house for a while.
Where's that?
In California.
Oh.
But I think now.
How do they know Tyler Perry so well?
Maybe because she's an actress, but it's not like. He's also somebody's talking.
She had one role. She was in
Suits. Talking bad about me because my left ear is.
Oh, she was in Suits. That was it.
Yeah, well, she's famous now.
Actually, everybody says Suits was good. I never watched Suits.
Hey, listen. Yeah. DMX passed away. Was it 2 or 3 days ago?
3 days ago.
Okay.
Friday.
Famous rapper.
50 years old.
Yeah. He overdosed, Jeff?
DMX had a problem with drugs and did something that caused him to have a heart attack.
You know what's sad, though, Jeff? They interviewed him once, and he said that he got hooked on drugs because of his manager.
Really?
At 14 years old, he remembers that his manager, they'd be smoking weed, he said, but the manager would put in traces of cocaine. 14 years old.
Really?
14 years old. I think that's horrific, you know, that you're supposed to protect your client. And meanwhile, you're making him... a drug addict, basically. You know that? I think that's horrible. They really do.
Well, DMX had a rough life, no doubt.
But you know what? That didn't help any. If you're giving your client...
But the thing is, his music really reflected...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DMX and Cisco. Remember Cisco?
Yeah.
Just want from a nigga.
Oops. Sorry. I can't play a DMX song without the N-word popping up. All right, sorry.
I'm not going to tell you.
Have a party up. How about this one?
Talented guy, Shane.
He was unique, man. It was one of a kind.
Yep.
I think I used to play this at parties, but the clean version, not this version. Watch.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
I remember this
one. This is a big one, right?
Wasn't this on, remember Jeff, Fresh Off the Boat?
They use this, right?
Hudson Yang. Remember Hudson Yang's character?
He was
also on DMX. DMX was also on Fresh Off the Boat.
He made an appearance,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did. Yes, yes. Shame, man.
It's a bummer, man. He was only 50, you know? And you know, it's funny. I mentioned on the air the other night. I probably shouldn't have done this, but I actually mentioned that DMX used to get tickets. He lived up in Westchester somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And... He would famously get tickets on 684, Interstate 684.
Really?
For driving like 90, 100 miles an hour. He didn't care, you know. I know I had spoken to a state trooper once who told me that they basically knew where DMX would speak.
they
would wait for him.
Did you hear Tiger Woods? You see the what the case now says, that it looks like he was speeding.
Oh, he was speeding.
Yeah, he was speeding. He was speeding.
Just... be like DMX. Don't just speed. You know, get away with it.
Oh,
DMX
gosh.
Never. I don't think DMX ever crashed his car.
No.
But he got, here's the other one. This was another big one. But he got bad drugs. This is Rough Riders anthem. But Party Up was the bigger one. That was the big song.
But
he was unique. No one sounded like this guy, right?
I love this music.
Stop.
Yeah.
Drop.
That guy was good.
Shut him down, open up shop. Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll.
Yeah, he died. It's weird. He died the same day Prince Philip died. Half his age, too. How scary is that?
Oh, my God, really?
DMX was only 50, right?
That is really, really sad.
Prince Philip, 99.
Yep.
So you should be a royal, and that way you live to be 99. A lot of rappers die young. Not all of them. I mean, you know, but...
Well, I'm trying to find a story. Keep talking.
I am keep talking. Isn't it funny? DMX dies, but... what's his name is still around?
But you know what? John F. Kennedy Jr., okay? He used to attend... Well, he flew his plane out of a airport where I used to live in New Jersey.
Right.
Fairfield, New Jersey. Okay, that's where his plane was parked.
Yeah,
is that the right word, parked?
That's where the plane would sit. Yeah,
yeah, sit. Anyway, so there was also a bar there, Jeff. Remember the Bomber Group?
Yeah. The war theme bars.
Oh my God, that was one of my favorite restaurants. I would go there morning all the time to hang out, have a glass of wine.
The point of the story?
Point of the story is that when I was hanging out there, the bartender would tell stories about John F. Kennedy Jr. How they're saying that, he would smoke. And they said that he never had money to buy drinks. He always made his friends pay because he just never carried money in him.
He probably spent all his money on weed. DMX is dead, but Young MC is alive. Isn't that weird? This guy had one. Remember Young MC?
God, I remember the song. Yeah.
Bust the Move?
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just like...
You know what? I heard in the news, this
here.
Is really interesting.
Yes,
your friend Lane Bajardi was talking about the other day.
Yes.
Ancient cave paintings. European cave paintings.
Uh-huh.
They're like 14,000 years old. You know that? So they said that they discovered them, but they were so deep in a cave and it was very narrow. The only way to get in there was by natural light or by fire. Because they used the torches... That would eliminate a lot of oxygen for them. It would bring them into a state of almost passing out. But the state is called, I forgot what it's called. Hold on one second. But anyway, it says here, painting under these conditions where there's like basically no oxygen was a conscious choice designed to help them interact with the cosmos.
Really?
Yeah, they'd be like out of it.
They'd be like out of it.
And they said the paintings are so amazing.
Really?
Yeah, they said the paintings, it's like...
Like, you know, that's like you cut off your air.
Exactly. This and it would bring something out of them that they would paint like these gorgeous paintings.
That's like the guy from INXS. Remember Michael Hutchins? He he was choking himself and masturbating because it'd be like a wacky sensation.
Oh, really?
They call it like auto asphyxiation.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Didn't
Michael Hutchins was one. Yeah. Someone else famous. Who?
Carradine.
Who?
One of the Carradine. Remember?
Really? David Carradine?
I don't know which one it was. No. Okay. That's Jeff in the background.
Sorry. No, that's the puppy too.
By the way, we have a barker.
Well, he's young.
Oh my God. He just barked for 3 hours
man.
Without stopping. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
He's a puppy. That's what's wrong with him. He's a dog.
But, you know, I got to tell you, watching Jackson and Storm, you know, we call him Stormy, but watching them is like really, really cute. Isn't it, Jackson?
It is cute.
Jackson, this morning at 6 in the morning, I'm taking Storm out, all right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I hear someone, big, big, like, I'm like, what is that? Jackson running out with his boots on. Goes, let's take him out, mommy.
Yeah, he's got a good sense of responsibility.
He really does.
He got that from me.
Go to my Instagram page at Carolina Cadillo. Watch the latest post because it's Jackson interacting with Storm.
Oh, that's right.
I love that video.
And it's funny when you compare it to the first day we got him, where Jackson was freaked out over Storm. He's not as freaked out, but Storm has very sharp teeth. He tore into Jackson's raincoat already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He tore into my sneakers.
He's a puppy.
He's a puppy, man. He's biting the He's biting the porch outside.
He's biting all the wood in the house, the furniture.
All the furniture.
What's wrong with you, dog?
I never knew what people would talk about when they'd say their dog was like, ripping stuff up, but wow.
By the way, speaking of dogs, they said Biden's dog Major.
Oh, he's no longer welcome in the White House.
No,
right?
He's now sent out for training again.
Really?
He was sent out for training.
I don't think that's gonna work. That dog's got. Did you hear? It's funny. They did a whole segment of Fox News, of all places, of course, about Major and how Major is like not a White House dog when you compare it to like the. Remember, Bush's had Millie. No, who had Millie? Millie was the Bush's dog.
I don't remember that.
But, you know, the White House dogs are always very dignified. The Bidens came over with a couple of mutts. They came over with dogs that look like mutts.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Major's like a shepherd
mix, right?
No
one's ever had a cat, though, right, Jeff? No one's ever had a cat, yeah.
I think people have cats in the White House, yeah.
Hey, listen real quick before we're out of here.
Bill Clinton got a lot of pussy.
Great.
Thank you. Let me see,
Jeff. We're out of here.
It's terrible.
What is
Easter
candy, okay?
Yes.
We have tons of it upstairs.
Oh, come on.
What is the most popular and what is the least popular?
Okay, Peeps are up there.
Peeps is the least popular.
I know. People say that.
People no longer like Peeps.
What is wrong with the world?
I told you.
We were
going
to get
Peeps.
Scott Vogel on. He's the restaurant critic from Newsday.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote a whole article on Peeps. You know, people microwave Peeps, too. And they, what else they do with them? They do all sorts
they
of
microwave peeps.
You can microwave them. You can freeze them.
Oh, we had, didn't we have,
what did we do?
Did we
them?
Have peep soap for Jackson?
Peep, oh, no. Oh, listen, there are some things that should never be invented. I hate to segue away from the Easter candy, but my wife, this one over here, bought Jackson.
I thought it'd be cute. I put a lot of stuff in his little Easter basket.
They make so many sucker items for women and for like mommies and daddies and so. So Carolina bought Play-Doh soap, right?
Yeah.
Play-Doh. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. Play-Doh soap.
Yeah.
Worst invention ever. Right behind slime. Slime and Play-Doh soap both
slime.
Suck.
Slime. Yeah, slime. Yeah.
Whoever invented these things hates furniture. Clearly hates cleanliness.
Hey, I want
to give... The Play-Doh soap is just stupid.
I want to give a shout-out, Jack, to Christina Aguilera. You know that?
Well, what did she do?
You know what? She left a $500 tip. To someone who dropped food, delivered food to her home.
Really?
$500.
That's a good amount of money.
That's
Jimmy
really good.
Fallon tipped again. Jimmy Fallon keeps tipping restaurants like people a lot of money. He tipped $400 again out east. Jimmy Fallon lives, where's he live, in East Hampton? Jimmy Fallon's got a nice place.
Oh, you know what?
He's
what
Jimmy Fallon.
Did I talk about this?
Where's that story?
There's a wax figure museum. I think this is in Texas. Yes. Did I talk about that?
No, I don't think you
they
have.
They had to remove President Trump's figure because it kept getting knocked out.
I think you did. Yeah, you mentioned that. People,
oh, did?
People,
okay.
People are mean to the Trump, the Trump wax figure.
Okay, that's what it
they,
right here.
What were they, lighting it on fire?
No, punching him out.
They were punching it?
Punching it, yeah.
Really? Wait, no, I wanted to do the story. Jimmy Fallon... $400 tip at his one of his favorite Hamptons restaurants. He keeps dropping big. He apparently Jimmy Fallon has donated a lot of money to keep a bunch of restaurants in business out east and out in the Hamptons and I'm sorry in Manhattan and out east. Did you see Kid Cudi on SNL? He did a tribute to Kurt Cobain.
I heard.
The first song, he came out in a raggedy-looking cardigan sweater, which is what Kurt Cobain famously wore during the MTV concert. That sweater sold for $300,000.
Wow.
In 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like a raggy sweater that it looked like Kurt Cobain stole it from his grandmother.
Oh my gosh.
Or bought it at like at a bad garage sale.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Kid Cudi, which I was it was Cootie, by the way. But Kid Cudi came out in a spaghetti dress, like a dress with like thin spaghetti straps.
Yeah, 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 yeah. While you're choking, there we go.
For some
Hold
reason,
on. You're okay.
Yeah, for some reason, Kid Cudi decided to honor Kurt Cobain. Let's see, it's been 27 years. So there was no reason. I mean, Kurt Cobain died 27 years ago, like this week, last week.
He died. Wow.
Kurt Cobain died the day before your birthday, by the way.
Oh my gosh! All right. Hey, listen, before we're out of here, I just wanted to, I don't have the story on me, but if you want to check it out, look it up. If you love home improvement shows, there's a company that's going to pay you, I believe it's $1,000 a week, to watch certain home improvement shows. But they said the one criteria to you being chosen is that you have to pay important detail to, you have to pay a lot of detail. You know how you
oh
always...
Oh, my God, what?
Did I say that right?
No.
You have to pay attention, like, to every little detail
yes.
of the home improvement show.
My
and that's
God,
you. Like... And that's... I don't think it's on. Now it's on.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's
I had
you.
I love for some
that's
reason.
That's you, Jeff. Because you see a show, and you'll notice every little detail.
Well, you know, I watched To Tell the Truth, okay, with Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
And for the last, like, 6 years, they've had four panelists.
Yeah.
Suddenly, they have three. And they didn't say one word about it.
Really?
Like, they didn't say, by the way, now we only have three panelists.
Maybe she got fired.
And you know how his mother is, like, always on the show?
Yeah.
Some weeks they don't have his mother on. Like, there's an argument going somewhere, I bet, that, listen, your mother doesn't have to be such a big part. It's really weird Anthony Anderson has this, like, that he has his mother and makes jokes about his mother's boobs, isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
Right?
That's weird.
Anthony Anderson was raised by his mother, apparently.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
The blackish guy.
Really?
You know,
oh, that one. Oh.
Anthony Anderson.
Oh, okay. All right. Really? He makes one of his other moves? Boops?
They have a statue
that
they give out on To Tell the Truth called the... it's called the Doris. His mother's name is Doris.
Yeah.
And it's this giant... It's a statue, and her breasts are like super exaggerated.
Oh,
like Anthony Anderson's got a thing about his mother's boobs.
Oh, my God. That's a little strange.
Little strange?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, so...
Might
Jeff,
be very strange.
Your favorite guy, Nick Cannon, okay?
Yes, Nick Cannon.
Is he back?
I think he's back.
Okay.
Nick Cannon. Spoiler alert: if you watch The Masked Singer, turn this off.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I can tell you. Now I can tell you. I guessed who was in the who was behind the mask last week. At the very tail end, I said that's Nick Cannon.
You got it.
And I got it. It was Nick Cannon.
So what I wanted to tell you is that, you know, he has twins with Mariah Carey, right?
Yeah.
So he's
how old are those kids?
Oh, I don't know. Probably six
teenagers,
or seven.
Right?
No, 8 or years. I don't think.
When was their relationship? A long time. Remember my friend Nikki worked with him?
Oh yeah.
She did not have a lot of nice things to say about Nick Cannon.
But anyway, I want to tell you that his current girlfriend is also pregnant with twins.
Really?
So yeah, his sperm gives out twins.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's weird how, like, you watch somebody. I know you want to get out of here. We're going to get out of here in 2 seconds, by the way. JJDJ@optonline.net if you want to send any messages. If you want a T-shirt, 516-637-3254. It's funny how you, like, latch on to people that you like watching.
Yeah.
And I watch The Masked Singer, which is a completely mindless show, of course. But they get a lot of big celebrities on.
Yeah, they do. But you know what?
They had Machete on last week.
Oh, my God. I hate when Jeff says, come here, I want to show who's behind the mask. And it takes literally like 5 to 10 minutes.
Well,
like, take it off. I'm like, all right, take it off already.
They
build it up too much. Then they go to the commercial. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, I'm out of here.
Who's
no.
Machete? What's the actor's name?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah. What about him?
He did it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They get big celebrities.
I know, but it's just too much.
So I guess Nick Cannon apparently has some personal issues. He was sick, right? He had COVID too, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He had COVID, but he also, he said some anti-Jewish things in some interview about how about the Jews running the world or something weird. We do, but you know, only Jews can say that, you know what
okay,
I mean? Like,
okay.
Nick Cannon's not supposed to say that. Yeah. So he got in trouble, so he stepped away for a while, but he was
now
sick.
He's back,
I
right?
believe he had COVID.
Yeah.
But he's back. So they had this Niecy Nash on, who, by the way, makes
Kim...
I like her. She's okay. You know,
but not for that show, right?
Yeah, you know, okay. She was okay.
All right.
But Nick Cannon, there's something about Nick Cannon that I get the Nick Cannon thing. I get why they have him host things.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he's got this unabashed, like just enthusiasm that might be fake. But
that's
comes
good.
Off as kind of real to me, you know? So, I don't know.
Listen, guys, we're out of here. If you want to text us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. My email, carolinacadillo@gmail.com.
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
It's a picture of, who is it?
Salma Hayek?
No.
Or Teddy?
It's not, it might be Teddy.
Okay. Thank you for all the best wishes, guys. And thank you. And thank God Jeff's okay.
Happy birthday. Oh, yes. thank you.
Thank God Jeff's okay.
Because she can't work the equipment. Otherwise, you know, she'd be, my dead body would be here. She'd be moving my hands. Come on, wake up, asshole. Wake up, you idiot.
I love you, baby. Let's get out of here. Bye.
Me too. Thanks for listening, everybody. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
Ya queremos pastel, ya queremos pastel.
Pastel is cake, which I never got any birthday cake, but thank you.
Pero queremos pastel.
Calm down, you get your cake later.
Ya queremos pastel.
I'll give you a Jewish crawler.
Ya queremos pastel, aunque sea.
Happy birthday, baby. Love you.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.